Proclamation number 6335 of 18th of August, 1955. Work of Satan second. Whatever is harmful to your soul I will keep away from you if your will is good and turned towards me. If a father knows his child is in danger, then he will help him to avoid this danger or carefully guide him through it. For the father loves his child. And if you humans are threatened by danger for your soul, then your Father in heaven will certainly be the first to protect you because it is within his power and because he loves you. And thus you can be unconcerned as long as you feel like my children, as long as you see your Father in me. But your soul will suffer harm if it is touched by my adversary, for his grip is hard and ruthless and he breaks what falls into his hands. I pass a damning judgment on him, but only to warn you because otherwise you would venture too carelessly into his vicinity and then hardly be able to rise if you don't call upon me for help. You should be vigilant, for Satan walks around like a roaring lion and seeks to devour you. Do not make a friendly image of him, for then your caution will be lessened, and then everything is possible. Also that he takes possession of you. However, angels are standing around you ready to protect you if your whole will is meant for me, if love for me fills your whole heart. And these will erect a barrier which my adversary cannot surmount, for it consists of beings of light which, through thou light alone, already push away the adversary who flees the light. For these are my children who, like you, were once exposed to his influence and know his working and who help you to find the Father, who can therefore also protect you because they know about his cunning and place themselves between you and him. You only have to do one thing yourselves, detest him because he is only hatred and sin. He has completely severed the spiritual bond with me from his side. Thus he must have become my antithesis, for he has perverted everything in himself that came forth from me in light and strength. He is so abysmally distant from me that he has fashioned himself into a monster which, full of defiance and evil thoughts, is capable of doing anything to you that prevents you from becoming blessed. For he wants your ruin. He not only wants to possess you but to destroy you. For he has been evil since his apostasy from me. He is my antithesis and therefore cannot have anything good about him, otherwise I would have bad about me to the same extent. But just as I am the most perfect being, he is imperfection itself, and this also means that he will think and act badly as long as he still works and can work. As long as he still possesses attachment. Precisely because he still believes himself to be powerful through his appendage, that is why he does not change his thinking and his will. And I know the danger you are in if you only allow him the slightest approach to you by showing him pity. He does not return this pity with love, neither does he feel pity for your soul which he wants to ruin. You don't know his hatred and malice which you yourselves are full of love. But I know the danger and protect you, for my love is for you whom he has dragged down into the abyss with him. My love is also for him when he will have found his way back and surrendered. But until then he is my adversary against whom I warn you, for his will is evil and he only seeks your destruction. Therefore don't let yourselves be deceived, be vigilant so that you will also recognize him under the disguise. Amen.